It's time now for the Sports Objective Podcast. No talking heads, just guys who love sports. Here's Dave Richmond.
Welcome into the Sports Objective Podcast. What an exciting episode we have. We're going to do some racing going around the track with one of my good friends, a man that knows more about racing than I'll ever know. I could stay up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and still not know enough about racing as much as this guy does. I'm talking about Mike Ray, our racing expert. Mike, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Dave, thank you so much for having me on this morning. Look, this is going to be a great, great show coming up Friday after next, June the 15th. The USAC Eastern Midgets are returning to Wake County Speedway. We have them a couple of times every year. Wake County Speedway, located in Raleigh, North Carolina, 2109 Simpkins Road. Super, super show going to be on next Friday, June the 15th. The early practice, the pit gates open at 11 o'clock. Early practice will go from 12 to 4 o'clock. $40 a car gets you in. Our original Friday night, the pit gates open at 4 o'clock. The grandstands open at 6. The green flag drops at 8:15. So we'll have the USAC Eastern Midgets, Late Model Division, Mini Stock Division, Bombers, and Modified Four Cylinders. For more information, you can go on the World Wide Web at WCSpeedway.com or call us at 919-578-7858 or follow us on Twitter at Wake County Speedway.
It's really exciting stuff, you know, Mike. That's where I cut my teeth as far as announcing is concerned. And America's Favorite Bullring is very close to my heart. I think the world of Charlie Hanson. He's the guy that gave me my first shot. Here's a guy that literally took me off the street. He didn't know me from anyone, and he trusted the fact of talking to me on the phone that I was when I was truthful about being on the radio. Of course, you could hear me on 680 WPTF at that time, and so of course, and also talk radio 850 at the time as well. And so I couldn't lie about it because you could actually hear me weekdays on there. But he took a chance on me, and I love racing, but didn't have racing experience. And back in March of 2013 is when I came aboard, and the rest is history. And that's where I met my good friend Mike Ray.
Oh yeah, it's so great out at the racetrack. I guess that I've known Charlie for 25 or 30 years now, ever since we were both young. He was driving in the street stock division when I first met him. He comes from a long line list of New York racers. His daddy used to race on the dirt in New York. And then when they came down, Charlie, like myself, found Wake County Speedway and fell in love with the Quarter Mile Bull Ring, America's favorite bull ring. And we've had a good time this year. Dodged a few rainouts and whatnot, but this is going to be a huge show for us. We'd love to have the traveling series come in and visit with us. And for anyone that's never seen the USAC Eastern Midgets, these open-wheel speedsters put on a show.
Yes, they do. It's one of my – you know, the great thing about local track racing is you get different classifications have their unique things that you love about them, and the midgets are a lot of fun. And it makes another thing too, from the announcer's perspective, it definitely, instead of doing the same kind of vehicles over and over again, it gives you a chance to kind of when I say switch gears, that's probably the best thing I can think of, but it gives you a chance to kind of change things up, and it keeps things for the announcers excited as well.
It does. We've got a great guy announcing now for us, always up to date. He's got a notebook on the cars and stars coming out of Roxborough and up that way towards the Virginia line. Great season so far this year. I want to give a shout out to Eric Winslow out of Pelham, North Carolina, Danville, Virginia area, and he's won the last two late model shows there. Of course, T.J. Dillon has been tough in the mini stocks. The Bombers put on a well of a show. And then the modified four cylinders, the Pro 4s are back with us, which the next show should be super. Michael Cooper from right here in Raleigh, North Carolina, won the last time out. So we're looking for a great things at Wake County Speedway next Friday night, June the 15th.
I'm excited about it because it gives everybody a chance. I tell you what, if you're in the Raleigh area listening right now, wherever you are, please, it's one of the best kept secrets, I think. It's a hidden gem, a diamond in the rough, if you will, when it comes to, I can't tell you, Mike, the number of people that when I told them, and I still talk about it, Wake County Speedway, and they say, there's a Speedway in Raleigh? I've heard that so many times. I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The people, we've getting a whole nother crowd. We've got our base Wake County fans, and then we still have fans that are coming in and joining us each and every week that are new to the area. A lot of people coming into Raleigh. Raleigh's very, very growing at a quick rate, and so they're finding us and knowing that we've got a gem in the rough, as you said, Dave, a great little Friday night place to come and hang out. Fan-friendly pricing, great concessions, all the amenities. I could go on and on about Wake County Speedway. I would like to touch on, maybe change gears like you said, and touch on the fact that Southern National Motorsports Park in Lucama, North Carolina, we're going to have monster trucks coming down there on June the 23rd, which will be just a couple of Saturdays from now. We'll have four trucks showing: Buckshot, Raising Cane, FTI Performance, Bad News Travels Fast, plus our ride-along monster truck that we have at the track. Red Rock will be there giving ride-alongs starting at 5, and they run throughout the evening until the show ends. The gates will open up at Southern National Motorsports Park at 5. The autograph session will start at 5. The event starts at 7 o'clock, and if you've never been to one of our monster truck shows at the park, we throw down and tear up a lot of stuff and have a great time. Plus, we're going to have Bandolero Division running that night and the IndyCar on June the 23rd. The ticket prices are $20 for adults, $10 for kids, and then kids 5 and under are free. We printed up 3,000 tickets, Dave, and we're going to go through the areas in eastern North Carolina, passing them out. There'll be 3,000 tickets for kids 5 and under free to get in with. So for more information, you can locate us on the web at snmpark.com or call us at 919-284-1114. 919-284-1114. Should be a great night of action at the Speedway.
I tell you what, my son, I think Alexander, he'll come with me that night. And I don't know, maybe McKenzie, she's begging me to take her as well, but definitely a great night for kids to come in and see all the exciting action. And, you know, Mike, that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, and I won't throw you a curve, but you and I have talked about in the past, is you and I come from a different generation of when NASCAR and racing was so big that there were so many fans that you didn't even have to worry about trying to get fans to the local tracks, trying to get fans to our NASCAR circuit, if you will, the big boys. And now we're at a situation where we've got to find a different ways to get our fans. And one of the ways is to start them young. And that's one of the things, you know, as you know, I've already, Alexander came when he was actually, you remember that, he was 2 years old the first time he came to Wake County Speedway, way back when.
Oh, yeah. Alexander, he'll have such a great time. Starting everyone out young is a very, very important thing to do. There's so much love for the sport. And so the guys that have been in it for a while, if we can continue to bring in younger and younger crowds, and these kids will love the monster trucks, plus Bandoleros and Any Car. Those are two of our most popular divisions at Southern National. The Bandoleros are a great division to start out in, and you can just move on up through the series from there. It's kind of like a stepping stone, Dave, and there are still a lot of young folks coming up through the ranks and making it into NASCAR in the higher divisions.
Well, I'll tell you what, I want to give a shout-out, too, to Michael Diaz. I know he's the boss and the owner, so it sounds like I'm sucking up. I'm not. How many times have we seen owners over the years with Southern National, and there's a lot of people promising a whole bunch of stuff, this, that, and the other, and Michael Diaz has come in, and I feel like you know him better than I do. I'm learning more about him, and I like him a lot. He's been very good to me, and I appreciate him. I hope he appreciates me, and but anyway, he's come in, and I think he's provided a stability to the track that hasn't been seen in quite some time. I know he's been there a few years now, but I appreciate him for what he's done for that racetrack.
Beautiful, beautiful facility. 0.4 mile speed plant located in Lucama, North Carolina, just a short distance off of Route 301, State Road 581 and Interstate 95. You turn off at the Kennelly exit at 107, exit number 107, and just travel a few miles down the road. I was down yesterday, and Randy Renfro had his Super 8 model. Yeah, he was down yesterday testing, getting ready for a big show that they've got coming up this weekend in South Carolina. So both tracks are open for practice. Southern National Motorsports Park, they're open 23.5 hours a day. Reminds me of an old towing slogan that was used up in Virginia back in the day. And gas sales, tire sales, track rental. The track is always open. Beautiful facility located in eastern North Carolina, right off of Interstate 95.
I want to mention, too, by the way, this is the promotional side of things because I help with that being the announcer. But, Mike, we've got a lot of great things going on at the track, and one of the things that we have for kids, we're talking about getting interested, folks, come on out because it's a pretty friendly atmosphere. We're talking about Wake County. The same, all the local tracks, I can speak about that. Southern National, we have a group, it's called Metal Car Races. That's early on, pre-race ceremonies where we have six kids. You register at the guest services and then what you do is before the ceremony, pre-race ceremonies, we have the pedal car races. It's basically from turn four all the way to the start-finish line, and the kids get a chance to get a little taste of what it's like to be a racer. We also have the toss for tickets where we play cornhole. We pick two people, and they have a chance to win tickets for Wake County or Southern National, and they also have a chance to win a season pass if they get four bags. The cornhole, so to speak, there. And, man, I tell you what, that's a great promotion we have there. And the one that I love is I want to give a shout-out to folks listening right now. If you're looking to bring your family, your group of friends, whatever the case may be, then we have a promotion called Moving On Up, just like the Jeffersons. We play that great theme song. And what we do is we give you a chance to upgrade your tickets from the grandstand area to the suites. We've got, what, Mike, 8 suites or more? I mean, it's a lot of suites there. It's beautiful over the grandstands. It's a great – I've actually, with 98.5, the Big Dog, WDWG, back 10 years ago for my birthday in 2008, I had a chance to be above the sky there, so to speak, above the track, and we celebrated my birthday. We had a suite at the time for the station, and it was a tremendous night. I can say that personally before I was working for the track. I've always bragged about Southern National, and I wanted to mention that. What do you think, Mike?
Oh, we have suites available. the moving up is a great thing. All the pre-race activities that we have are good. Even though the rain caught us the Memorial Day weekend, we had a great, great night scheduled that night. Had a lot of military vehicles out there. I met some real nice guys that had just refurbished a Hummer and had it out. The paint was still wet on it. Where they had shot it that morning, they were pulling tape of it up, off of it. The grandstand suites, all of these items are just to add to a great night of action and adventure at your NASCAR hometown track, Southern National Motorsports Park.
It's a great time, and I know people are looking forward to coming out. They're looking for something to do locally. And I tell you what, it's reasonable prices to get in. And then on top of that, you have a chance to win that. And maybe you're a business and you're looking to do something special for your employees. Let me give you a great idea. Come there and you get a chance to actually rent out one of our suites. If you're you're celebrating an anniversary and you say, hey, I want to have a special night for my husband or my wife or whatever the case might be. Whether you're the great thing about Southern National, these local tracks, whether you're really a race fan or not, it's a great time to come out and do some, maybe something different. Maybe you've never done it before. Give us a shot. I tell you what, you won't be disappointed. And myself, and I tell you what, there's a great guy at a Southern National swag shop. His name is Mike Ray. And you'll find out more about racing. And certainly I want to give you a shout out too, my friend, because you've got a lot of great items there. And one of the things that was interesting when I first met you that I wanted you to talk about again is the fact that you have a lot of memorabilia from yesteryear and today, and it kind of bridges the gap between millennials and kids of my age group that are in the 4 and 5 year olds, where they're the future of racing, all the way up to the people like myself that are the middle age folks, and you as well. So you have a great thing, which you have a hard time to do because you're trying to please everyone, and that's very difficult, right?
Well, it's a great time. Dave, thank you so much for the plug. I've been doing this for a long, long time, and it's a love of my life. I enjoy meeting the public, waiting on the public. I've always been in retail, so I get a great joy out of helping people and making their trip to the racetrack as great as it can be. For the Monsters in the Park show, I'm going to have all kinds of great stuff. I've got Monsters in the Park t-shirts, sign cards, you name it, we've got it. And then we have track t-shirts, track hats, all kinds of die-cast, bumper stickers. Dave, you name it, there's just so much stuff that we do carry, that we try to make it a fun evening for the entire family. Earplugs, earmuffs, seat cushions, you name it, we've got it for the fans.
Yeah, people are going to come out, and I'll tell you what, when the monster trucks are tremendous, it's one of those things that I grew up watching on television and back in the day, and I watched it and loved it. And it's one of those things that it was kind of like, I don't remember many events the way it is now. And here we are in 2018. And that was one of the first things that my son said when he saw the monster truck. We were walking up to get in, and Alexander saw that. I'm back on my birthday on April 14th when we had a show that night. And he said, "Monster trucks." And so that was just like a light bulb. I was like, okay, that's exactly why we're doing the Monster Truck Show. And I think that someone like myself, who's always been a fan of local tracks, that's another way that we can, another event that we can have. And we're trying to do, there's many different ways that you can bring the public to the tracks and get them familiar with the tracks. And monster trucks are a great way to do that.
We've already started preparing for the show down in the bottom in the pit area. I want to give a shout-out to Holland Salvage Company from Kinley. That's Holland Salvage Company from Kinley. They're supplying the cars to crush this year. We've already got cars, minivans. These four trucks will put on a well of a show for the friends and fans, everyone that comes out. There's nothing like crunching a bunch of stuff. These trucks will be jumping over and through cars. They will be holding different competition. They get up on the high banks and put on a show. There's something for everyone to come on out in the area. Kinley-LaCama area is beautiful, beautiful this time of year. And we're expecting great weather this weekend, so that's good with the rain showers we've had early this year.
Yes, it is. You know, it's one of the things I tell people all the time. I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist, so people forgive me when I say this, but if somebody says we're in a drought, I'm going to say where, because this has been the wettest year I've seen to record so far. It may change now that we're in the month of June, but we've been very fortunate and blessed that Wake County and at Southern National, I can speak of, that we haven't had the rainouts. Like, there's some years that you have a whole bunch of rainouts, and there's some years where you can dodge a few of them and get as many shows as you can. And I think we've been very blessed to only have one big-time rainout. Well, two, actually, I guess. We started the race on Memorial Day, but hopefully we can get in as many as we can the rest of 2018.
Oh, yeah, we've got a great season. We'll go right through the Thanksgiving Classic on Thanksgiving weekend. So we've got a lot of more racing and action at both speedways. Wake will be running through the middle of September, and then we're looking to add a couple more shows later on this season at Southern National Motorsports Park to fill in for the couple of rainouts we've had down there.
You know, when exactly, you know, when those of us that are big race fans, we have all the local tracks. I want to get your take on how are we, you know, when they have the State of the Union. I'm putting you on the spot because you and I can do that to each other. We're good friends, but hopefully we are after the broadcast. But I wanted to ask you the State of the Union, if you will. What do you think about local tracks? You're familiar with a lot of tracks all over the country. How do you think we're doing right now?
Well, I think that right now that we can always do better at the local speedways, and I think everybody's working hard to get more and more people excited and involved into the sport. The racetrack goes up and down, and all over the country now, there are more dollars for your time and your money. There are more events each and every week. And then things aren't the way that they were in the 60s and the 70s. But all in all, I think that the short track racing in America is on the upswing, and there's a lot of great shows. And if I could say one thing that would be positive and upbeat, it would be get out and support your local short track, wherever it is, whatever it is, dirt, asphalt. Go out and enjoy yourself. Make it a fun-filled family evening event. And bring a neighbor to the track with you. So support your local short track.
You know, one of the, in fact, the closest track to me is East Carolina, and I wanted to get your get your thoughts on them, how they're doing, or do you keep up with them and Robertsonville?
Oh yes, yes. John Vick and all the fine folk down at Robertsonville, they're doing very well. They've got a big show coming up, I believe this Saturday night, and then their 4th of July celebration is always over the top, and that'll be the biggest fireworks display in Martin County this year. So get out and support your local racetrack. Also, Coastal Plains has opened back up, and Carteret just had a huge show, a Memorial Day weekend show, where we rained out at Southern National on Saturday night. They got a huge show in the next day on that Sunday. They've got a great summer fun field down at the beach coming up.
Yes, they do. And a guy we know well that works back down there, Andy Marquis, is down there. And I know doing great things. And we'll have him on try to have him on from time to time as well when it comes to racing. But I tell you, another good friend, Adam Resnick, I know he races down there, and miss him. I'll give him a shout out. I love him. He actually was the owner at Wake County back in 2013 and gave his, I guess, seal of approval for me to come on board. In fact, he was the one that I met, the very first person I met at Wake County, because Charlie wasn't there at the particular time when I drove up, but Charlie came 20 or 30 minutes later. I got there a little bit early for our first meeting and got a chance to talk to Adam, and he made me feel very comfortable. Very down-to-earth guy, and I want to give him a shout-out as well.
Adam Resnick, he's going back into his driver's seat, and a video of him on YouTube from a week or two ago with his little U-Car mini stock, number 4, sending it into turn 1 at Carteret. Well worth the taking a look at that on YouTube. Hard charger. Adam's doing great. He and his beautiful wife. He's got an engine for sale. So if you're looking to get into stock car racing and you need a great 604 engine, give Adam a call.
Absolutely. You can leave on private message him on Facebook. He's there, and definitely a good friend. Appreciate him very much. Also, speaking of our broadcast partner, I want to give him a shout-out, Brandon Dixon, who's a good friend, and he's going to make his debut pretty soon here on the podcast, on the Sports Objective podcast. He and I worked a couple seasons together, and I moved away, which further away from Wake County, and my kids were extremely young at the time, and my new job, I couldn't make it, unfortunately, on Friday nights because I was working, or I would definitely still be there. But he took over for a couple years and did fantastic, and now is up in the Empire State in the northern part, if you will, upstate New York, and following his radio dream, and really proud of him.
Oh, got to give a shout-out to Brandon Dickerson. He's a nice, nice young man and doing so well in New York, and he's got some speedways up there that he can go check out and see all the action. The open wheel modifieds run very, very strong up there, so a lot of history and stock car racing in New York as well.
You know, one of the people that I really love is Dave Moody. Never had a chance to meet him. Can't wait to the chance that I do from MRN and, of course, SiriusXM Speedway in the afternoons. On, if you get a chance, listen to NASCAR radio on SiriusXM. And those that, it's funny, when you think you know a lot about the sport, you meet Mike Ray, you meet Dave Moody, you meet the likes of, that they know the insides and the outsides of cars, and where we may be the fan and we know a little bit about it. Boy, you find out how much you don't know when you listen to NASCAR radio. And huge fan of Dave Moody. The reason I brought him up is he is one of my heroes because he loves short track racing, and I know he's been involved in sponsoring cars and different things, right?
Oh, he has been. Dave Moody is a wealth of knowledge, and I don't know if he still owns a car or not, but he did own a car a few years back, so he knows all about the expense of maintaining and owning a car. A wealth of knowledge in that man. He's probably forgotten more than I'll ever remember, Dave, but Dave Moody's one of a kind, and I expect that you'll be seeing him before the year's out. Sometimes we're lucky enough that he'll come down and hang out with us at Southern National.
Oh my gosh, I'll give the guy a hug. I'm a huge fan. And the same, we're trying to work out our schedules. Alex Hayden, who I like very much, he's actually come on with me on at the time we were actually Triangle's home for NASCAR, News Radio 680 WPTF, and he came on with me, and thank a lot of Alex.
Alex stays busy. He works
24/7.
This weekend, I don't know where he'll be, but I know that he'll be at a track somewhere.
Yeah, he's always around, and he's actually lives in Goldsboro, right? Not too far away from us.
He does. He works lives out of Goldsboro, and works for MRM Radio Network, does a great job with them. Then he also does some play-by-play calls for Mount Olive, the university down there. So he stays busy each and every day.
I love seeing stuff on Facebook from him, and also that when I just love those, you know how you have ECU or the different acronyms for the universities, UMO, it's not UFO, that would be kind of cool, but UMO, it sounds like an unidentified flying object, or maybe you loved UNO back in the day, but it sounds like a card game or a spaceship. I love UMO, I thought it was pretty cool.
A great university. He did the play-by-play for their baseball team down there this year, and I think he did some work for the basketball team as well. He's a great guy that's been in the sport for years and years and years, and such a nice guy, and always takes time out for the tweet-ups before the NASCAR events that he's working at.
I wanted to ask you your thoughts on, if we can, on NASCAR while we have some time. And obviously, you and I are both very busy, and you have a lot of racing stuff going on, and I appreciate you spending the time with us. What do you think about, what are your thoughts on NASCAR and 2018 so far?
Well, 2018 so far has been just a great season. Coming off of this past week's victory, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, as far as the Chevrolet camp, Martin Truex Jr. winning at Pocono, which is sort of his hometown track. I know that he likes to call New Hampshire his hometown track, being from New Jersey. Martin had a great run this past weekend, and then we're headed to Michigan this coming weekend, and that'll be another great show up in the Irish Hills. A lot of manufacturer involvement up there, and one of the quickest tracks that we go to on the NASCAR circuit. NASCAR is doing well. I think that they continue to get stronger and stronger. Just like any other sport, they've suffered growing pains from trying to grow too fast, and 2018 is looking like it's going to be another banner season for them.
Well, you know, one of the things that my parents said, and I'm not going to be negative, so it sounds like I'm 100 years old, but don't forget where you came from. And I think there was a lot of fans who, the older fans, that felt like that it was at the time more of a regional sport. They started expanding, I would say, in the 90s. It helped me out. I think that's when it seemed like it was expanded. But you have to, if you don't evolve and you don't grow, then you don't have a choice. I think the one thing for me, I would say, Mike, is I wish we could find ways for the likes of The Rock or Rockingham, and I'd love to see some kind of maybe a senior circuit or something we could do to keep those tracks going, and maybe some of the historic tracks that I wish we could bring back. We can't, but like a North Wilkesboro or something that we could have a different kind of, even if it was not on the NASCAR circuit as far as the Monster Energy Series, which is the top level, why not have one that we could do something different and keep help keep these tracks alive?
I'm right with you on that one, Dave. There's been too many tracks that have closed down. Rockingham was up for sale, and they are doing something down there. I don't know the folks that have it right now, because it had gone back into bank ownership at one time. North Wilkesboro, the last time I know that we ran anything there was about 8 years ago for Pass South race, and I went by North Wilkesboro last fall back during the winter, and it's grown up pretty much. But these were tracks that they'll always have a place in NASCAR history and NASCAR lore. There's so much money that it would take to get any of these tracks going that would love to see another circuit come up like you proposed, and maybe be able to do something at the tracks.
So when you, I know, talking about the current 2018, Kevin Harvick, he seems to have a, when you said banner year for NASCAR, man, he's had a banner year for sure, hasn't he? I mean, I know at one point he had won, help me out, I think five races so far in 2018, and early, we're still early in the season compared to, it's not like it's September.
Yes, sir. It seems like the cream always rises to the top. And Harvick is having an excellent year this year. He's won five times. I think Bush has won four times.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Truex Jr. has been showing speed as of late with strong runs. And then Kyle Larson in the Ganassi 42 has been running extremely well also. The folks at Stewart Haas Racing have got that number four, Busch Beer Ford, in the wind, and Harvick is just reaching his peak and his prime. He's looking real strong. Looking forward to see what the second half of the season brings after we get to Daytona next month.
Exactly. That's kind of like that's the pivotal point, and then we go all the way through when October, early November, and it's going to be fun. I tell you what, you have, over your years, I wanted to ask you too, by the way, before I forget, when the up-and-comers, the ones that are, I know one of the kids you were talking about that's dear to our heart because his dad owns Southern National, and that's Mason Dixon, Mason Diaz. I always want to call him Mason Dixon. Mason Diaz, he's somebody that to watch out for in the NASCAR ranks, don't you think?
Yes, sir. He continues to impress in whatever division he's in. He came down a few weeks ago and ran our Legends car. The young man drives anything. He won the Legends feature down at Wake the last time that we were down there. He's got working on a K&N deal, and then he's been approved to run a couple of the larger speedways by NASCAR later this year. Iowa and Phoenix, so we'll see how that works out for Mason Diaz. Mason's one to watch. A lot of young kids. Rafael Lessard, another one that's running for Kyle Busch Motorsports on the Cars Tour. They'll be racing this weekend in Anderson, South Carolina. A lot of great young talent. Ruben Garcia won last week in Memphis. A beautiful track there that you were talking about, you know, like how all these tracks have come up, and it'd be good to get division back to them. So great run for Ruben Garcia last weekend, and congratulations on his win. A lot of great young talent in the sport right now, Dave.
Yes, there is, and that gives those of us that are hopefully in the middle part of our life, hopefully not in the in the second half of our life, but certainly hopefully a longevity there. We want to see improvements to NASCAR. And what I mean by that is just simply let's have a good problem to have where instead of people taking away seats, let's have it where the tracks are adding seats. And I think that's one of the things that NASCAR, my last name is not France for sure, but I can tell you that there's a ton of people out there that, if we find different ways, if whatever, I don't have the formula. I don't know who does. If they did, I think we would have already seen it by now, and they would be on to something. But I think that when you look at the number of people that are potentially out there, you look at the number of people who are going to areas where, like North Carolina, for example, Mike, you were talking earlier in the podcast about how there's more and more people coming to Raleigh. I mean, at one point there was over 50 some people coming to Raleigh every single day when I was there. As a matter of fact, that's a stat from 2015 and maybe even more than that. But, I think it was like 53 people every day coming to Wake County, and the Metro, if you will, for the Raleigh Durham area. And so when you look at that, you look at all the population of North Carolina, we're at a point now, Mike, where we're close to being the number ninth largest state as far as population in North Carolina. And it won't be long, and we're going to be taking over Michigan with the number eight slot. So you're looking at not only in the top 10, we're going to get a point where we're in the top 8, and then who knows what can happen. We won't be catching California or Texas or Florida anytime soon, but it's a state to be reckoned with, and one of the things we're known for is racing and NASCAR.
We do have a strong presence, and that presence has been here for a long, long time throughout the Charlotte area. I would welcome anyone to come to Charlotte and check it out. Come to Raleigh and check it out. A beautiful, beautiful state. And we love all the tourists and all the race fans, everyone that comes and travels to North Carolina, because I didn't realize that we were growing so fast, Dave. I've seen a lot of changes in 30 years that I've been here, but I didn't know that we were the ninth largest state in the union.
Yeah, that's why there's a lot of growth there when it comes to, you look at all the states that, a lot of the southern states and southwestern states that are booming with population, that's where I think the growth of the sport is for sure. And I really believe, and maybe I'm wrong and I'm hitting it hard, I really believe that there's a, not only short track renaissance that's going to come, a boom. I'm not, but maybe people think I'm a pipe dream, have a pipe dream, but I really believe there, again, if somebody does have money, I don't, I'm an ideas guy. I'm not the guy that has the finances to do it, but I believe there's a senior circuit, a guy like a Dale Earnhardt Jr. There's guys out there that have retired, that maybe you have a senior circuit. You have some kind of circuit where, some of these tracks that you could put together almost, to be honest, not a NASCAR, but you could put together another series, because there's so many tracks that that have a great history to it. And I know we could probably do a whole show on just, maybe we could do that sometime, Mike, of the tracks of yesteryear. It'll be fun to talk about, reminisce about the North Wilkesboro's of the world and stuff like that. And there's a track like Hickory that comes to mind. And there's some other ones that are used to, it was Wilson County. The fairgrounds used to have a great track, and of course now I would probably think everybody's moved out to in the early 90s to 92, I guess 93, somewhere around there is when Southern National came in. You look at the fairgrounds in Raleigh, I know Richard Petty raced there, and there's other folks, and I could go on and on with the different tracks. You know it very well, but don't you think there's somebody, that if they had the money and the vision, they could put together a whole nother series outside of NASCAR if they wanted to.
I forget who it was. Now, I know that Humpy Wheeler and folks have done different promotions before with the Senior Auto Racers Tour. And
okay.
They've had a good get-together on them. And there are cars and stars out there now that we could showplace. And it would be a spot for them that men and women both are still into the sport, and would love to see it continue and grow, and some of these tracks that are no longer on the schedule. It'd be great to see them back on.
Well, I don't have the money, and I don't have a lot of time. Maybe if that's where I'm led to go, then certainly I got that I could actually do that. You know, but right now, that's not in the cards. But I can tell you what is in the cards. I'm excited about this year with racing. I'm excited about folks going and checking out the racetracks across. I was going to ask you about your one of my tracks I've always wanted to go to is Bowman Gray in Winston-Salem. What do you think about that track?
Bowman Gray is a throwback to a different era. They were there before NASCAR, and they are just a fun-filled Saturday night getaway in the Winston-Salem area.
Right.
It's a great, great speedway over there, and they regularly pack in the fans. They still draw one of the largest fan bases on the East Coast on a Saturday night. The promotion, the racing, it is called the Madhouse for a reason. And they do have wild shows at Bowman Gray, and I'll wish them all the best for 2018.
Want to ask you about Orange County, another track, and it's near and dear to my heart. That's probably the track at the time when I was growing up. That's probably the track that was my local track at the time, in the Durham area. There it's being north of, definitely north of Durham, and a beautiful area of the country. If you've never been north of Durham, like you're driving to Roxburgh, it's one of my favorite. Sometimes I would get bored, to be honest, and I would love to clear my mind, and I get behind the wheel, and I would drive to drive north of Durham and all that countryside and those cows, and you can see the oh man, it just brings back a lot of great memories. But when you drive up there, then you drive up to a beautiful track, and I just drive by it and love to see Orange County.
I saw where one of my friends was up there yesterday evening and had driven by the speedway. Beautiful, beautiful track located in Roxboro, North Carolina. Orange County Speedway, they have a long, long history with NASCAR, with and without NASCAR. They used to be ASA sanctioned. Now they do their own thing, still drawing great crowds, high banked oval, great fan base up there as well. Pete Dees comes to mind. There's just a world of competitors up there, and if you're out and about, go check them out at Orange County Speedway.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. Is there other tracks that come to mind that you want to give a shout out to? Because I really love local tracks, and I know you're a Southern Virginia guy. Langley Speedway is in the Tidewater area, right?
Langley Speedway in the Tidewater area. They've been having great shows this year as well. I want to give a shout-out to Sean Belozzo, and he's going through some medical issues right now, and if we could have everybody pray for Sean, that would be great up at Langley. Also, South Boston, Virginia, South Boston Speedway, Southside Speedway on Richmond, Virginia on Friday night. Just go out and visit any local short track that's in your area. Please support short track racing.
Yeah, it's near and dear to my heart. And again, I want to get a recap, if you will, to the folks listening right now for the two that we focus on the most, because that's where we work. And that's, let's start off with Wake County with the big event next weekend.
Yeah, the big event next weekend at Wake County Speedway, Friday, June the 15th. Huge show, the USAC Eastern Midgets, late model stock car division, mini stock car division, the bomber division, and the modified four-cylinder division will all be on the schedule. That starts, the grandstands open at 4, the pit gates open at 4, the grandstands open at 6, green flag racing next Friday night, June the 15th. The green flag will drop at 8:15. And then on the 23rd of June, we'll have Monsters in the Park, Monster Trucks, plus the Bandolero division and the IndyCar division on June the 23rd. That's a Saturday evening. The gates will open up at 5. The autograph session will be at 5. The event starts at 7 o'clock. Ride-along truck rides start at 5 and run until the show ends. The ticket prices at Southern National, fan-friendly pricing, $20 for adult tickets. Kids 6 to 12 are $10, and kids and 5 and under are free. And we've got 3,000 tickets that we're passing out in Eastern North Carolina. So come on out and visit us there, snmpark.com or 919-284-1114. So give them a call at Southern National, and that's what's coming up in your racing in North Carolina in the next few weeks.
That's going to be tremendous, Mike. I tell you what, you're tremendous, and appreciate you so much because you give so much of your time. And I want to give you a shout-out as well. I was going to say this earlier, but Mike does a great job as well on writing for both Southern National and in addition to Southern National, Wake County. You do both of the websites, if my memory serves me right, for the tracks. In addition to all the other stuff you're doing for the tracks, you're writing and giving.
I'm back writing again, having a great time doing that. I would like to give a shout out to Langley Alston, because Langley has helped me out so much, and Michael Diaz, he posts on the website what I send to him, and just want to thank everybody, and I try to keep the fans and car owners and drivers, try to keep everybody up to information on the local racing happening.
And you do a great job, and I tell you, when it's whether you've been to the track or you haven't been to the track, whether you have a chance to come that night, maybe you missed it out, whatever the case may be. For example, I know for us at Southern National, SNMPark.com, and I know Wake County Speedway as well, you'll get a chance to get updated. It gives you a chance to, as someone who's an announcer, it gives me a chance. That's a way for me to show prep. I do that on a regular basis, almost daily, to try to stay up and to see that. And also, Mike does a great job of putting his articles up on Sports Objective. So if you want to see on our Facebook page, he actually posts those, and it means a lot to me. I want to mention that as well.
Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate it, and love being on your show. The Sports Objective is just the show for anybody and all types of sports. Stick and ball, you name it, it's covered on the Sports Objective.
That's right, and I know that you're getting ready for a lot of racing, a lot of stuff, including, I know you got a lot of stuff coming up with, we talked about with Wake County and also with the monster trucks, and so I appreciate you taking the time. It means the world to me that you come on, a good friend for 5 years. I feel like I've known you for a lot longer because you're that great of a person, and I'm very blessed that I met you.
Thank you so much for the kind words, Dave. And I feel the same way about you, sir. Love being on the Sports Objective. And please call me anytime. I would love to get together with you and talk racing or any sports matter for that.
Well, until next time, folks, you've been listening to the Sports Objective Podcast.
You've been listening to the Sports Objective Podcast. Join us next time as the guys will be objective, and the objective is sports.